The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, "O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. We talked about almsgiving on Sunday, so I thought I'd tell you instead today a little bit about our saint for the day, Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, who was a religious sister of the Visitation Order, who lived in the latter years of the 17th century in France. Saint Margaret Mary is most famous for spreading devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus because she was gifted with visions of our Lord in her convent in Paray-le-Monial in the years 1673 and 1675. And as a consequence of that, spread all throughout the church this great devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, one of the most beloved devotions in our church. We even have a statue of the Sacred Heart of Jesus right here at St. Jude. That's Christ our Lord in the center of the altar. Now, just as an aside, every last one of our little statuettes was custom designed, and when it came time to design the image of our Lord, the question was, well, how shall we make him appear? And I said, let's make him appear as the Sacred Heart. This is one of the most beloved devotions in all of our church. And you might have heard of the promises of the Sacred Heart. If you haven't heard of the promises, you should look them up. You're very edified by them. The most famous promise of those devoted to the Sacred Heart is that if anyone should devoutly receive the Eucharist on the first Friday of each month for 9 consecutive months, that one will not die in final impenitence. They'll be given the graces they need at the hour of death, which is a great deal, okay? So I'll tell you a little story about that. One of my professors in the seminary told me that he was driving through New Jersey in a terrible, terrible traffic jam. One of those traffic jams, you know, where it's so bad, you just get off the highway wherever you are just to get out of the mess. So he pulls off the road, goes around the corner, and he's witness to a terrible accident. Car knocked off the road, turned upside down and in a ditch. Spontaneously gets up, leaps out of the car, and a woman says, and he's wearing his Roman collar, right? So a woman says to him, "Father, Father, come quickly." Brings him over to the scene of the accident, and there's this man bleeding profusely, victim of an auto accident. And he gives the man anointing of the sick. Later on, you know, he gets back into his car and he goes about his day. Well, later on that week, he received a phone call from that woman who said, "Father, I'm so glad you were there because that man was my brother. And he died yesterday. And what you don't know is that for his entire life, he was devoted to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And one of the promises of the Sacred Heart of Jesus is that you will not die without the graces you need for salvation." Not a bad deal, okay? And for years, I thought that devotion to the Sacred Heart was just one of many devotions in the church. We have so many devotions. We've got the miraculous medal, and we've got the scapular, and we've got different novenas of different sorts. One of many devotions, I thought the Sacred Heart was, but it's not. The Sacred Heart is not one of many devotions, because what is the heart? What is the heart? Is it just cardiac tissue at the center of your circulatory system? No. It's far deeper than that. We know the heart is an image of the love of the whole person. And that's why devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus is a devotion to the love that God has offered to us and our dedication to love God in return, feeble though our efforts might be. Here in the Gospel, Jesus condemns the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. What's hypocrisy? Well, the Greek word means an actor. Hypocrisy means putting on a show for the crowd, courting their favor, regardless of what's going on inside your own heart. And God does not want any of that. What would be the opposite of hypocrisy? It would be sincerity, simplicity. It would be courting the favor of God Almighty and living in His sight for His favor, regardless of what anyone else might think of you. That's returning the love that God has shown for us. That's devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. St. Margaret Mary says that our Lord appeared to her and showed her an image that was of His heart. Engulfed in flames, pierced with thorns. And He said, "Behold the heart that has loved mankind so much and has been so little loved in return." We all know what it feels like to love someone greatly and to be so little loved in return. St. Teresa of Avila once said that Christ our Lord has very few friends in this world. That's why it's so important that those friends He does have are good ones. I don't know about you, but I want to be a good one. Would you like to join me? Yes. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do just that. St. Margaret Mary, pray for us.